Here at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar with me is Dr. Rick Tubbs, who is with the Green River Swine Consultation Group. First, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Okay, well, I'm a practicing veterinarian. I spend about half my time with the company that I talked about in the presentation, Tosh Farms. The other half is just with various other clients, do some research trials and studies for various companies as well.
Well, your main point of your part of your presentation was kind of a case study, I guess, if you will, on Tosh Farms. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about, summarize a little bit about what you told the group here?
Okay, well, of course, the original study was the PRRS infection in the large finisher, which we handled pretty well with vaccine. And then when PCV2 became a problem, we didn't have as good results as we'd had in the past. So we actually depopulated those large finisher sites and got PRRS out of the system, at least for a couple of years, and then began vaccinating all the pigs with PCV2 vaccine, which has been a good decision. I mean, there's no question that that is the thing that needs to be done. We've had tremendous improvement in the pigs coming from those various sow farms, and based on a multitude of factors, not just one thing, but the change to wean to finish, the institution of the PCV2 vaccine, and the increased wean age in the pigs have all combined to help us attain a what we think is a really good wean to finish performance.
And you said, you know, as far as Tosh Farms is concerned, that there was definitely an advantage to go wean to finish over a traditional, right?
Oh, yeah. When we look at the data that we've accumulated, and again, these are not scientific controlled studies, but in the Tosh system, wean to finish barns have a tremendous advantage over the traditional nursery finisher.
Well, tell me about Tosh Farms.
Well, it's a family-owned farm. Jimmy Tosh is the owner and started the operation many years ago, and then there are two sons involved in the operation. They farm about 10,000 acres and currently own about 18,000 sows and then buy some pigs from another sow farm of about 3,000 sows. So there's probably 21, maybe 21.5 sows in the system producing 450,000 plus pigs a year. So it's a big, diversified, but family-owned company. Wonderful place to be involved. They're interesting and fun people to work around.
And they obviously are very progressive and willing to make changes when they see them necessary, even though there's it was a pretty good cost involved in the modifications they had to make.
Oh, that's one of the good things about working with those guys. If it looks like something will improve the system, then we'll try it. Somewhere, somehow, it'll be tried. And if it works in that site, then it'll be applied across the system. I think if you go to Tosh Farms website, it says something about progressive agriculture technology. And I think that's a good description.
What do you think you want the main takeaway for the folks here at the seminar to get from your presentation?
Well, there are two or three things. I think that the gist of the presentation, or the main focus of the presentation, is this PRRS virus project that I did in a collaboration with Beringer Ingelheim. And one audience member told me a minute ago he was disappointed because he was looking for all the right answers. Well, PRRS is that this particular virus disease is a constantly evolving challenge, and we kind of have to adapt to meet the challenge. That was really the message. The vaccine worked great for us for a year and a half or 2 years, then something complicated it. We had to change. We had to adapt. The PCV2 vaccine is a wonderful product. It's been one of those home runs, you know, in the industry. But I also wanted to get the message about the changing technology with wean to finish, changing wean age. There are a lot of things that can be done to improve production. There's some challenges that occur in pig dense areas that there are greater challenges, maybe are more challenges in pig dense areas because of the density of the population, the multitude of diseases, the ease of transmission. But there are things that can be done to improve the situation.
So in other words, producers need to be flexible, they need to be adaptable, and they can't just get set in their ways because something might change tomorrow, right?
Always learning. You know, they have to always be learning. Coming to these sort of meetings to World Pork Expo to whatever, and finding out what's working for other people and putting it to work for them.
Thank you very much. Here at the Beringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar in North Carolina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.